Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, where it is hopping here today. These tables have filled up. I see a few open ones if you want to come by and grab something to eat before the game. We are Sports on a Sunday Morning, and we are joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, who certainly is a busy man. When isn't he, though? Good morning, Mo, and thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Tom.
It's good to be with you. I know that we're getting closer to the trade deadline. I wanted to bring up first the official transaction of designating Giovanni Gallegos for assignment and recalling Kyle Leahy to the club. Tell us about that move and what is behind that.
A couple things. One, it was we obviously needed a fresh arm, especially after last night. And when we look at what's transpiring over the next few days, with the trading deadline coming, once the trading deadline comes and goes, you no longer can trade a player. So a player can be a waiver claim and transferred to a new organization, but you don't have the ability to actually trade. So we knew we were going to be running out of spots at some point. We needed the fresh arm. So with the DFA, now we might have the ability to try to do something with Gio in the next 48 hours. And then if not, obviously then he will be granted a likely release. But you know, in the short term, we needed a fresh arm. Leahy, when he's up here, he's been throwing the ball well. When he's in Memphis, he looked good. So, hopefully we can keep that moving. And then with the trading deadline approaching, obviously we've got a lot of balls in the air. We're going to see what makes the most sense for us. Interesting, though, that you have seen a lot of movement in the last two or three days, which is, I guess, encouraging. And so we're just going to keep grinding up here and see if we can't find something that makes us better.
You told me a week ago that this weekend there would be more clarity, that you had talked to a number of teams, general managers, but you were kind of seeing that, the sense that a lot of them were at a crossroads or a fork in the road as to what they wanted to do and where they were in terms of contention. Has that started to clear up? Are you seeing the market? Is this an indication of that clearing up?
I think that's an indication, and I think there's been clearly some teams that are willing to break up their club and point to the future, and I think over the next 48 hours you're probably going to see a little more of that.
When you're looking at, and of course there's a wide range of things that a club could want, is it fair to narrow down right now what your needs are? I mean, are you able to talk about that, what you're really out there looking for in terms of needs for this club?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is figure out a way to ensure our depth at pitching, whether that's a starter, reliever, both. I think if we can try to help our club from the right side of the plate, we'd like to do that. So we're going to, keep exploring a lot of different things. And, the good news is we still have 48 hours. Bad news is we only have 48 hours.
True. And it is at the end of the business day on Tuesday. The MLB trade deadline is upon us. And, as the bigger names become available out there, you've told me many times that there will be a lot of teams going after said pitching, maybe even help at the plate, but certainly pitching. Does it really come down to, Mo, the stomach for which prospects do we want to give up? And by the way, I might add, and I think you might agree with me here, is that when you see these rankings that are put out there of prospects, those aren't always accurate. I mean, isn't it about what a team has been watching and what they specifically need and covet? I mean, rankings kind of fluctuate, don't they, when it comes to prospects?
I think understanding teams' top ranked prospects is not all that tricky because the measurement of performance is pretty easy to identify. I think where what you're trying to avoid is making mistakes on more lower end players that you're just not sure what they are yet and they're emerging and so clearly you hope that from an internal standpoint, you have a better view of what those players look like. But I can tell you, I mean, even in the course of the last like week, we've had people ask us about players on our DSL team. So, I mean, it's, you know, people are willing to take, you know, shots on goal or long shots, if you will, and take the patient play, hoping they get a real valuable asset. So it's, and you really hate to be the one that gives something like that up in these types of deals. So you want to be very careful on that as well. But I will say I feel like pretty confident in how we do our internal evaluations, and I think we have a pretty good grasp on that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Where do you see yourself right now as a club kind of shifting to the current on-field product? I mean, obviously you're a contender. You're two games out in the wild card. You're six games out in the NL Central. But things have kind of slipped here the last 14 games. You've dropped nine. What do you see there? What has happened over the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, we haven't played our best baseball most recently, and that's disappointing. You know, ultimately, we got to get back to where we were, and that's where you're seeing production from your offensive side of the thing, really, you know, one through nine. We can't just sit there and just wait for guys to get hot. It's going to have to be everybody's contributing. And then, I do think from a bullpen standpoint, these guys have been used. I know we're coming off the All-Star break, but, you know, trying to find some balance in there with this group is important. So, you know, hopefully, you know, even having somebody like Leahy come up, he can generate leverage innings in that right lane and see what we have. But, you know, clearly we got to find some of that all-around quality baseball again and not – you know, looking just for a couple people to get hot kind of thing.
Final thing, what was it like to be able to be around the 04 team again? And the 64 team was celebrated as well, but I was, as you were around that 04 team, you were very much involved in helping build that squad. I covered them from start to finish. What an unbelievable team and great guys. They were special.
Yeah, that was an amazing club, really. Probably the best baseball team I was ever a part of. You know, they were, you know, amazing. When you think about, like, just from an offensive standpoint, you had Pujols, Edmonds, and Roland that were, you know, just on fire that year. And then the rest of the team around it was you know, uber impressive. But, you know, it was great just seeing some of the faces that you don't see regularly. And it was fun saying hello to some of those guys and just catching up. So, you know, it's hard to believe it was 20 years ago, but, you know, it's a club that, you know, I'll never forget.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing for sure. John, we appreciate this. Always great to have you on KMOX. Thank you for doing it.
All right, thank you.
We'll catch up with you soon. John Mozeliak, just 2 days before the trade deadline, giving us an update for the last 10 minutes here on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll review what we've learned on the show today. We'll also have Chris Blair, General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Huge event coming August 16th and 17th. IndyCar, the Bomberito Automotive Group 500 at the racetrack in Madison, Illinois, 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Back in a moment. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning, live from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, sponsored by Graybar.